As she continued to make changes in the French court fashions, she eventually added mother to her job title. With that change, she made it clear she also meant to raise her own children. This was scandalous, as child-rearing was not an appropriate activity for French queens. However, the birth of her first child also created more issues in her life, as she was already suffering from an undiagnosed malady of the uterus, possibly cancer or some other disease, and childbirth had nearly killed her. During her convalescence, her hair fell out, and her hairdresser was forced to cut her hair and make wigs until it grew back. When it grew back in, it came in sparsely and was no longer suitable for court fashions, but this gave her the chance to also tone down another facet of the court. She, by necessity, moved from the large pouf hairstyle seen in Elizabeth Vigée Le Brun's portrait of 1778-79, a style that could add up to 3 feet to the stature of the wearer and could weigh in the range of 20 pounds, depending on how much wire caging and jeweled elements were added, to the coiffure à l'enfant, literally baby hairstyle, seen in Vigée Le Brun's portrait of her from 1783. Also notice the dress in the 1783 painting. The huge shift in fashion depicted in this painting made this a big controversy picture in its day. Viewers petitioned for it to be removed from the salon show it was in, and considered it as completely inappropriate representation of a queen. Marie Antoinette had slowly gotten rid of the big side panniers and whalebone trussing for dresses, and had implemented a smooth, simple design. Part of this was possible because of the Rococo fascination with shepherdesses and simple purity, and this was part of her Austrian upbringing coming out. Not that Austrian royalty had simple fashions, as a commoner might view it, but it was much simpler than French customs. So a straw hat, low hair, and a simple dress made of cotton were scandalous in an era when everything was nothing but scandalous. The dress and Marie Antoinette's massive influence changed French fashion forever, but she may have inadvertently changed the entire world with this dress. Some believe that this dress, made of cotton, catapulted the cotton industry into the stratosphere, and through a butterfly effect, impacted the entrenchment of slavery in the very recently revolutionized United States of America. For more reading regarding the impact of Marie Antoinette's cotton dress, see Carol London's 2018 article at rack.com, link available here. Before we move completely away from French fashion to discuss the reverberations of the French Revolution in the life of Marie Antoinette, there is a pressing question that must be answered. What color was Marie Antoinette's hair? Each image of Marie Antoinette in this section gives a different answer. In the 21st century, in an age with photo filters and faded historical photographs, it is easy to dismiss the changes in hair color and unconsciously assign her hair a color. Brown or gray would be the logical choice. But at 14 years old, would Marie Antoinette naturally have such white hair? Seems unlikely. In the 1700s, hair was fashionably styled with a combination of hair product, a kind of waxy pomade, and powder. The powder stuck to the hair product, and these worked double duty. On one front, it kept the hairstyle in place, and on the other, it allowed for the hair to be colored if the powder had been mixed with pigment. It was not uncommon in the French court of this time for women to sport pink, purple, gray, or brown hair due to the color of their hair powder. Marie Antoinette has portraits of her with each of these colors. Obviously, white or gray was the easiest hair color, as that was the color an untinted powder would produce. However, Marie Antoinette favored purple throughout her wardrobe, and purple hair also graced her ensembles from time to time. But what was her natural hair color? Unfortunately, it was strawberry blonde. Each hair color had a purpose in the world of French fashion, except for one. Red hair. Historically, red hair was the color of hair for actresses and prostitutes. For a French queen to have red-toned hair? Scandalous! On days that Marie Antoinette was feeling particularly rebellious, she would leave her hair unpowdered and in its natural colors simply to scandalize the court. As time progressed, it became apparent that no matter what she did, it would always be a source of consternation and offense to her French peers. Eventually, as the revolution began to heat up, Marie Antoinette was the target of many scandals. In the daily tabloids, she was accused of treason, lesbianism, incest, orgies, funneling money to Austria, plotting, and many other crimes and misconducts. When the royal treasury went bankrupt due to mismanagement and indecision by the king, and no cutting of expenditures in the palace, she was called Madame Deficit, as if the queen herself had bankrupted the entire nation. Soon she realized there was nothing she could do about her reputation. If she had a baby, it was because she had an affair. In fact, the paternity of all her children were questioned at one time or another. If she got a visit from family in Austria, it was because she was stealing money. If she took part in politics, she was running the country. If she didn't take part in politics, she wasn't doing her duty. When she bought a property to leave to her children who wouldn't inherit the throne, her younger children, she scandalized the nation. Queens didn't own things. Kings owned things. So then she tried to rebrand herself as a good mother. This went against her too, though. As in France, queens did not raise their own children. It was considered in bad taste, and the custom was that the state raised royal children. The campaign to show people she was a good mother was suddenly dropped when she went into mourning at the sudden death of her youngest daughter. Around the time of the Oath of the Tennis Court, her oldest son died of tuberculosis. She was devastated and in mourning while the daily tabloids ran rumors that Marie Antoinette was wishing to bathe in the blood of the people. It was clear no one cared that the Crown Prince of France had died, and later she would be accused of having raped her son to hurry his death.